This is Tim Cottle here at Charlie Blevins on October the 31st, 1994. Talking to him and getting to sing some unaccompanied ballads for me that he picked up when he was a child around southern West Virginia here in eastern Kentucky. So I'm going to let him take it over from here, and I hope you enjoy them.
I like this old song here. I picked it up when I go to school as a kid. They used to use me on Friday afternoon or to entertain the kid. They get up and do what I could for them or sing for them. This was nobody kind of got a kick out of it. I know I probably not able to hear it. I've seen this here West Virginia songbook of Dr. Dan.
That's an old song I used to sing for the kids in school. I was going to school back in them days there in these old country schools. They'd use me there to entertain the kids usually on Friday afternoon there. I'd sing a few of these old time ballads I'd picked up from a lot of these old time. That older sister, she'd go out and pick up a lot of these old ballads. She loved to sing, come in getting that old porch swing and this swing and sing. I remember hearing her sing this old song here, just like it is yesterday, an old ballad name of Charming Billy. Oh, where have you been, Billy boy, Billy boy? Oh, where have you been, Charming Billy? I have been to see my wife. She's the joy of my life. She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother. Can't you bake a cherry pie, Charming Billy, Billy boy? Can't you bake a cherry pie, Charming Billy? Yes, she can bake a cherry pie quicker than a cat can wink its eye. She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother. Can't you make a feather bed, Charming Billy, Billy boy? Can't you make a feather bed, Charming Billy? Yes, she can make a feather bed hard as any darky's head. She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother. How old is she, Charming Billy, Billy boy? How old is she, Charming Billy? She's 2 times 6 and 2 times 7, 48 and then 11. She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother. Charming Billy. I got another old song here I sung for him. The kids kind of enjoyed this. An old ballad there. And I try to keep it alive. Everybody, some of your kids will catch on to it. There was a knock at the door, but I wouldn't have him. My mother told me to open the door, but I wouldn't have him. I opened the door and he fell on the floor, and his old gray beard needed shaving. She told me to pick him up, but I wouldn't have him. I picked him up and he looked like a pup, and his old gray beard needed shaving. She told me to set him a stool, I wouldn't have him. I set him a stool and he sat like a fool, and his old gray beard needed shaving. She told me to set him a plate, but I wouldn't have him. I set him a plate and he ate like a snake, and his old gray beard need shaving. She told me to pass him the spoon, but I wouldn't have him. I passed him a spoon, said he'd die next June, and his old gray beard need shaving. She told me to pass him a fork, but I wouldn't have him. I passed him a fork, and he asked me to spark, and his old gray beard need shaving. She told me to pass him a knife, but I wouldn't have him. I passed him a knife, and he asked me for his wife, and his old gray beard need shaving. She told me to pass him a dish, but I wouldn't have him. I passed him a fish, and he swallowed the dish, and his old gray beard needs shaving. She told me to put him in the bed, but I wouldn't have him. I put him in the bed, and he wished he dead, and his old gray beard needs shaving. She told me to take him downtown, but I wouldn't have him. I took him downtown, he run like a hound, and his old gray beard needed shaving. That's nobody to sing from now. Here's another in the song the kid kind of like, and it's real old. Call it Sweet May. It's where are you going, my pretty little bird? Where are you going, my little bird? I am going to the woods, I am going to the woods, I'm going to the woods, sweet May. What's in the wood, my little bird? What's in the wood, my pretty little bird? There's a tree in the woods, there's a tree in the woods, there's a tree in the woods, sweet May. What's on a tree, my little bird? What's on a tree, my pretty little bird? There's a limb on a tree, there's a limb on a tree, there's a limb on a tree, sweet May. What's on the limb, my little bird? What's on the limb, my pretty little bird? There's a twig on the limb, there's a twig on the limb, there's a twig on the limb, sweet May. What's on the twig, my pretty little bird? What's on the twig, my little bird? There's a nest on the twig, there's a nest on the twig, there's a nest on the twig, sweet May. What's in the nest, my little bird? What's in the nest, my pretty little bird? There's an egg in the nest, there's an egg in the nest, there's an egg in the nest, sweet May. What's in the egg, my little bird? What's in the egg, my pretty little bird? There's a bird in the egg, there's a bird in the egg, there's a bird in the egg, sweet May. What can a little birdie do? What can a pretty little birdie do? He can sing and praise the Lord, he can sing and praise the Lord, he can sing and praise the Lord, sweet May. I don't know about it, there goes way back, are they? Oh, kind of like it. Here's one I picked up, an old buddy of mine wrote this, and here a fellow named Claude Honecker there, he did a lot of these old ballads. I've got part of it down pat. This old gentleman, he'd been around Nolan down here a long time. He's a coal operator running sand plant there. His name was Thompson there. He called him Flattener there. And well, he called him Squire too, because he was a manager there one time. But anyway, him and Claude didn't get along too good. I always liked the old gentleman himself. He always treated me right. He goes something like this. Did you ever see Flattener eat cabbage? How that lip flopped up and down. He took off his hat on a hot July day. His old bald head did bake big and brown. He'd have been around Nolan for many a long year. He treated the people so bad. He must had a wild African for his grandpa, while a griller must have been his dad. Did you ever see Flattener eat cabbage? How that lip flopped up and down. He took off his hat on a hot July day. His old bald head did bake big and brown. Old Flattener will say he's a friend to you. He'd trail you right down with a club. If you left that store with a dime in your hand, he'd stomp you right down in the mud. Did you ever see Flattener eat cabbage? How that old lip flopped up and down. He took off his hat on a hot July day. His old bald head did bake big and brown. Flattener and his cabbage. Are you like that cabbage? Are you the old lady bring him up a big bowl of that cabbage? Are you run at the store? She'd run the post office. He'd sit there and he'd eat that cabbage. He'd enjoy it the best in the world. I guess a fellow lip would flop up and down big bowl of cabbage. I've got another old ballad here. Come in here from England there, way back there. It's a long song. I've heard a lot of your people sing it, and I hear a lot of kids sing it. I just do it my own way. I sung it when I was a kid. I picked it up. I hear these kids down here at Ash in the Wee House in the Wood at Gene Thomas, the Traceman woman, do it. They done a fine job, huh? It's an old English ballad. Now, you can sing this song suits yourself. It's got about 17 verses in. We just put part of them in and just take it as we go. Do you remember in yonder town, and yonder town a dwelling? Forever used to seem to say, and her name was Bobby Ellen. All in the merry months of May, flowers they were budding. Sweet William came from the western state and courted Bobby Ellen. All in the merry months of June, flowers they were a-bloomin'. Sweet William came on his deathbed lay for the love of Barbary Ellen. He sent his servants to the town where Barbary was a-dwelling. Send your master sick and sent for you if your name is Barbary Ellen. Oh, yes, he's sick, he's ever so sick.
And death is on him dwelling, no better, no better, he never will be, if he can't have Barbie Ellen. Slowly, slowly, she got up, slowly she went nigh him, all she said, she got there. Young man, I think you're done. Oh, yes, I'm sick, I'm ever so sick. And death is on me dwelling. No better, no better. I never will be if I can't have Barbara Ellen. As she's on her way over the field, she heard the birds a-singing. They sung so sweet, they seemed to say, hard-hearted Barbara Ellen. The more she looked, the more she moaned. She fell to the ground a-crying, saying, pick me up and take me home, for now I know I'm done. Oh, Father, go dig my grave. Dig it long and narrow. Sweet William died for me today. I shall die for him tomorrow. Oh, mama, oh, mama, go dig, make my bed. Make it long and narrow. Sweet William died for pure love. I shall die for sorrow. They buried Barbara in the old churchyard. They buried William nigh her. On Barbara's grave grew a red, red rose. On William grew a briar. They grow to the tops of the old church tower. Could not grow no higher. They locked any tide in a true love's knot. A red, red rose and a green briar.
I heard nobody goes way back to that old days there. Come here. I don't know why you're this and got in here. Probably 1400 to 1600, I guess. Come here from England there. Called Lord Daniel. Now, a lot of people does that in different versions. Now, this is just the way I heard it back in Eden Mountain, yeah. Well, the first time down, all dressed in red. They come down dressed in green. They come down, Lord Daniel's wife, Lord, as fair as any queen. Up step little Matthew Grove, and I go home you tonight. I can tell by the ring on your hand, Lord, you're Lord Daniel's wife. She said, it makes no difference whose wife I am, you any other man. Lord Daniel ain't at home tonight, Lord, he's in a distant land. Little Matthew Grove was standing by when these words were said. If I don't die before daylight, Lord, Lord Daniel, he'll know death. Lord, he had about 15 miles to go in a dandy ride. He rode till he come to a broken down bridge, and he hung his head and he cried. What's the matter, my little page? What's the matter, my son? Lord, you're on true love in a bed with another man, and both their hearts are one. Lord, he ran him up about 12 men, and a consequence. Lord, he rode till he come to the top of the hill, and he give his bugle a thrill. Lord, I gotta get up, I gotta get up, I gotta get up and go. Lord, Daniel is a-coming, Lord, I hear that bugle blow. Lord, they both laid there and they hugged and they kissed. They went all to sleep. When he woke Lord Daniel spoke, he was standing at her feet. Little Matthew said, give me a chance, give me a chance, give me a chance for my life. Lord, you got a sword in each your hand, I ain't even got a pocket knife. They said, come here, my Lord. He said, you kill little Matthew Grove, you kill him in his sin. I wouldn't give my little finger for you and all your kin. He said, come here, my little wife, draw her on his knee. Which one of these men you love best, little Matthew Groves or me? Lord, he got her by her lily white hand, led her through the hall, took out his sword, chopped off her head, and kicked against the wall. Oh, mama dear, go dig my grave, dig it wide and deep. Put little Matthew Groves in my arm, Lord Daniel at my feet. Yeah, it's an old timer.
Down to the barroom he staggered and fell down on the floor. And the very last word that he uttered, I'll never get drunk anymore. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. I'll never love blue eyes again. Willie, my darling, I love you. I love you with all of my heart. Tomorrow we might have been married, but liquor has kept us apart. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. I'll never love blue eyes again. Seven long years we've been married. Seven long years I've been blue. But a man never knows of his trouble until he has married him again. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. I'll never love blue eyes again.
Nobody go way back. You sang this to Cooper the Young and her old Dan Tucker. Old Dan Tucker was a fine old man, washed his face in a frying pan, called a fire wagon, wheel dive to take any hill. Get out of way for old Dan Tucker, he's too late to get his supper. Supper's over and dinner's cooking, old Dan Tucker just stand there looking. Get out of way for old Dan Tucker, he's too late to get his supper. Old Dan Tucker, he went to town, riding a billy goat and leading a hound. A hound barked and a billy goat jumped, thought old Dan a straddle a stump. Get out of way for old Dan Tucker, he's too late to get his supper. Supper's over and the dinner's cooking, old Dan Tucker just stand there looking. Get out of way for old Dan Tucker, he's too late to get his supper. Old Dan Tucker, he got drunk, fell on a far and kicked out a chunk. Got a hot coal in his shoe. Lord, have mercy, out of far it flew. Get out of the way for old Dan Tucker, he's too late to get his supper. Supper over and dinner cooking, old Dan Tucker just keeps on looking. Get out of the way for old Dan Tucker, he's too late to get his supper. Supper's over and the dish is washed. Ain't making no supper here, by gosh. Get out of the way for old Dan Tucker. He's too late to get his supper. Supper's over and dinner cooking. Old Dan Tucker just keeps on looking. Get out of the way for old Dan Tucker. He's too late to get his supper. I heard an old ballad coming down out of these mountains. You ever hear this song? Quite a few of these festivals there back in these hills. Darling Corey. Wake up, darling Corey. What makes you sleep so sound? Oh, them revenue, they are coming. They're gonna tear your playhouse down. Lord, that old moonshine liquor run you crazy. Lord, it'll make your brain stone dead. Pretty women will run you crazy. They'll bust your aching head. Wake up, darling Corey. How can you lay there and snore? That old deputy marshal coming after you, and I never see you no more. So dig a hole in the meadow. Lord, dig a hole in that cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow. Lord, we're gonna lay darling Corey down. Lord, when I'm dead and buried, turn my face towards that sun. Go and get darling Corey, so she can see the wrong she's done. Lord, when I'm dead and buried, pretty women ought to know. Go and get darling Corey, cause you know I love her so. Wake up, darling Corey, how can you sleep so sound? Oh, the revenue, they are coming. They're gonna tear your playhouse down. Last time I saw darling Corey, she was standing on the bank of the sea. Lord, she drank down her trouble. Lord, he's not caring for me. So dig a hole in the meadow. Lord, dig a hole in that cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow. We're gonna lay darling Corey down. Corrine, Corrina, what's the matter now? Corrine, Corrina, what's the matter now? Lord, you won't give me no lovin', you don't care no how. Lord, I love Corrina, tell the world I do. I love Corrina, tell the world I do. Give me a little lovin', let your heart be true. Corrine, Corrina, where'd you stay last night? Corrine, Corrina, where'd you stay last night? Coming this morning, sun shining bright. Corrina, Corrina, what's the matter now? Oh, darling Corrie, what's the matter now? You don't give me no lovin', you don't care no how. Lord, I left Corrina standing across the sea. I left Corrina standing across the sea. Lord, you drinking down her trouble, not caring for me. Corrine, Corrina, what's the matter now? Ah, oh, Corrine, Corrina, what's the matter now? You don't give me no lovin', you don't care no how. Lord, I love Corrina, tell the world I do. I love Corrina, tell the world I do. Give me a little lovin', let your little heart be true.
Let me just try it on the dolphin there one time, see what's that.
I'm from Alabama with my dulcimer on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for the sea. And it's old Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with a dulcimer on my knee. Rained all night today, I let the weather, it was dry.
Now the sun's so hot it froze to death, Susanna, don't you cry. And it's old Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with duffer on my knee. Soon be down in New Orleans, take a look around. Don't find my Susanna, Lord, I fall upon the ground. And it's old Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Night and everything was still. Thought I saw Susanna coming down the hill. Buckwheat cake was in her mouth, tear was in her eye. Coming from the Southland, Susanna, don't you cry. And it's old Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
Took place in West Virginia up here in McDowell County in well about 1903. This here is a real life story. Virginia, there goes over to the Talcott, Conlord, C-A-L-C-O-T, Big Bend Tunnel there is supposed to be a legend of John Henry driving steel in that tunnel there. Now, a lot of people think driving steel there is where you're driving over spikes down at the rail or hitting steel or something. Now, what driving steel is when he shot this tunnel through that shooter through solid rock, that you sure steel is the steel that he drilled a hole with to put the explosive in to blow the shots to crack the rock or bust the rock up where they glued it out. And it's a round piece of steel, and he was... Fella hit it with a hammer, so that's there what John Henry was famous for. He had a 9-pound hammer and a steel driver man there, and he had a shaker. A shaker is a fella called, you call a shaker. He held that piece of steel while the man hit it with the hammer. That was a shaker. That call him a shaker. Anyway, the song goes like this. Piece of steel, old Johnny May Cat, the old driving man, Lord, Lord, Johnny May Cat, the old driving man. John Henry, he said to his captain, Lord, a man ain't nothing but a man. Before I would let your team beat me down, Lord, I'd die with his hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord, die with his old hammer. Said you was done so fine. John Henry, he made him 14. Put the old team drill on, he got 9. Lord, Lord, team drill on, he got 9. The old John beat him down. What do you say, boy? Shaker, you better pray. Thought if I miss that little piece of steel, to Marby, you'll bury me. Lord, Lord, Marby, you'll bury me. John Henry, he had a loving little wife. Lord, her name was Polly Ann. Well, Johnny got sick and he had to go to bed. And Parrove that steel like a man. Lord, Lord, Parrove that steel like a man. Said to John Henry, thank you, old tunnel's caving in. John Henry, he said to that captain, old boy, nothing but my hammer dragon wind. Lord, Lord, nothing but this old hammer dragon wind. So tall, little Johnny was so small, and he laid down that hammer and he cried, Lord, Lord, laid down that hammer and he cried. John Henry, he said it before he died, bury me beneath the sand. With a pick and shovel at my head and my feet, Lord, a 9-pound hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord, 9-pound hammer in my hand. The steel driving man.
sunshine, but if life was made for blooming, little old Maggie was made to be mine.
Well, she fell down beside him and screamed for life.
Well, then, be sunny and green for life. Let me be your single girl, I can't be your wife. Well, he opened up her bosom as white as snow. Opened up her bosom white as snow. Straight to her gray pretty Polly did go. Went down that old jailhouse, what did he say? Went down that jailhouse, what did he say? Thought I killed pretty Polly and I tried to get away.
In here, this year, Reuben's Rainrock, Missouri, right in here. Now, the year word they rhyme right in for our territory in here. Noggy, Tuck, and Wayne is here down in old Mango and Pike County, right here on the old Tug River Boulder. This way we done old Reuben down here. Tuck to Wayne, thought you could hear his whistle blow 100 miles. But old Reuben, he got drunk upon his suitcase in his trunk. Thought we hauled that old rascal home on a sled. Walking in old time with a tear in my eye. Thought I'm 500 miles away from home. So if his train runs right, see my baby payday now. Thought I'm 100 miles away from home. Well, I'm gonna sidetrack my train and go home. So the train's off the track. Don't care if he never gets it back. But old Reuben gonna sidetrack that train and go home. When he died, he buried me on the Marbone side. Everybody liked riding on old Reuben train. That meat old time. I don't think I ever hear it played on a radio. I just hear it over Whitesburg a few times, and it's not the same version. Or these old timers through here brought this tune to. Yeah, sir, old Reuben there, yeah.
Have you ever heard of anything of Reuben being from Mount Gay? His name was Reuben Mead.
No, I never hear that, huh?
But,
of course, we had a lot of Reuben in here. We had a Reuben Mead, and I know the Reuben Mead. That old Reuben White and Reuben Booten, we had several Reuben there.
At the head of Marble, there's a cemetery there.
I'd say they have. That's Meade territory, because Meade used to own the biggest part of Marbone. In fact, Amanda Meade Lowe was the first white settler born in Williamson, West Virginia, born to Patrick Lowe from out of North Carolina, but the first white settler to settle in Williamson, West Virginia. And they moved from there to Marbone Creek, the Meade did, and owned the whole territory, the Meade and the Brewers, which the Meade and the Brewers married into one another, and owned the whole territory of Marbone Creek and biggest part of Kermit.